Good morning. I was very happy to have the opportunity to go to the art walk and go with Sean and to help out with the exhibit. I had never done anything like that before, and so I thought I needed a strategy. So my first thing was I was going to be bold and I was not going to worry about saying anything wrong. I was going to make eye contact with everyone who passed by our exhibit, so I positioned myself at the end. I was going to make eye contact and smile, and as soon as they looked at me, I was going to launch into my little speech. Well, as you can imagine, there was a full range of reactions from people. You know, some were just totally not interested. One man has stayed in my mind. He came up to me, shook my hand. He says, "I'm a believer." Well, I love meeting believers because I think both of our minds have been transformed by the word and we're bonded. But this guy had his own agenda. He says, "I want you to come to my church." And he starts telling me about the Sunday school classes and where they are. And I'm thinking, this is so weird. And finally, I interrupted him and I said, "I'm not leaving my church. I like my church. I think you should visit my church." And then he just kind of took a step back and he said, "Okay, well, have a good day." And he kept going on. Another man that I've been praying for, he was actually on the other side of the street. And he kind of stood out. He had a prominent limp. He was not dressed well. I don't think he was homeless, but you could look at his face and tell that something was not right, something was off. But we made eye contact, and I smiled at him, and he crossed and came to me. And I put out my hand, and he's still smiling, and I launch into my talk. I said, "This is an exhibit of a modern art interpretation of the Stations of the Cross. The stations tell the story of Jesus going to the cross to save us from our sins." And he's still standing there and he's still smiling and he's saying nothing. So we had some wonderful handouts and I showed them to him and I said, "This one has pictures of the Stations of the Cross, talks about the artist, but this one has the scriptures from the Bible that tell you about it." And again, he's just standing there smiling at me, and he takes them and he nods, and he walks away. The minute he left, I thought, I don't think people talk to him very often. To be honest with you, if it had been another day, I would have avoided him. But he just seemed to so enjoy connecting with me and just standing there. And I felt that, you know, the Lord was really in it. I don't know how or why. But I felt it was good for both of us. I did end up saying the wrong thing. Nothing bad came of it. There was a woman coming down our space, and she was with several teenage boys, and her head was straight forward. And I was determined. I kept my eyes on her eyes, and just about when she got up to me, for a nanosecond, she gave me a side glance. I jumped in, started talking. She kept right on walking, and over her shoulder, she yells at me, "I'm Jewish." And instantly, I thought, oh my gosh, she believes in God. And without thinking, I yelled back at her, "You're halfway there." And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I thought, oh my gosh, that was so insensitive. Holy Spirit, please cover me. So I talked to many people, gave out a lot of brochures. When I left, I told Sean, I didn't get to see anyone come to saving faith. But I didn't get punched in the nose either, so I think it was a good day. Thank you.